Brazilian meat plants slow beef output as China export quota tightens. The article examines how Brazilian meat packers face the China export quota that triggers a tariff after the cap. This move could push more meat into the domestic market and may lower prices. It also highlights the risk of Brazil being removed from the EU list of approved exporters. JBS and Frigall have announced vacations to adjust production. Analysts say the shifts may not fully replace China demand and could push more supply to other markets, with data from StoneX showing the quota being reached. Separately, talks with the EU over sanitary rules add another layer of pressure. China quota almost full, so Brazil trims production. After the quota, a 55% tariff makes selling to China hard and could push meat to the domestic market. The EU may drop Brazil from its approved meat exporters, forcing firms to look elsewhere. Plants pause or slow and send meat to domestic or other buyers, but China can't be replaced quickly. Brazil tries to sell more to other countries to cut risk, but rules and talks shape the timing. Brazil meat exports face China quota pressure, and EU risky facts about the China quota. Brazil exports are constrained by a China quota of 1.1 million tons with a 12% tariff. Once the limit is reached, a 55% surcharge applies, making additional sales unviable. In early July, Brazil's shipments to China were already near the cap. Reports from StoneX indicate the country was at roughly 98.5% of the quota after daily exports surpassed 45,000 tons in the first days of July. China is the top destination for Brazilian beef, accounting for a large share of outbound shipments. The country bought a record volume in 2025, and current schedules suggest exports to China may resume only later in the year under the quota rules, potentially extending into 2027 for some allocations. The turnaround time for shipments to China typically runs between 30 and 40 days. Production impacts and company responses. Major processors have begun temporary pauses and a shift in how they use production lines. In Mato Grosso, JBS announced 20 days of collective vacation at two plants starting July 1, with the option of extending by 10 days. Those units primarily serve the domestic market, while other JBS facilities in the state continue to export. Frigall also began 15 days of vacations at its Agua, Azul do Norte unit in Pará, since about 7 of every 10 tons produced there go to China. The pause is a tactical move to align output with shifting demand. Industry observers note that this adjustment is temporary and partial. Some capacity is redirected to the domestic market, but no single alternative market can absorb all the displaced volume quickly. Other players, such as Minerva Foods, emphasize geographic diversification as a strategic advantage. The company operates plants across South America and maintains export-ready facilities that can pivot to different markets as needed. Analysts highlight that shifting volumes will be gradual. Partial redirection is expected to occur as companies coordinate plant schedules, holiday timing, and cattle procurement to smooth supply across markets. EU access and regulatory context. Brazil faces a potential interruption to EU meat imports as the bloc considers excluding the country from its approved exporters list. This could take effect in early September unless a deal is reached. Brazilian authorities have adjusted controls on meat exports to comply with EU rules on antimicrobial use. The challenge for the government is to demonstrate effective auditing and enforcement, not to eliminate current production practices, but to ensure compliance for shipments to the EU. In the first half of the year, EU-bound shipments totaled about 51,200 tons, worth roughly US$452 million. The EU remains a significant, but not the largest, market for Brazilian meat, ranking fifth in purchases. Market outlook and possible substitution. StoneX analyst Larissa Alvarez identifies the China quota as the primary driver behind reduced slaughter rates. Some month-to-month declines are expected as producers adapt to the cap. The Chinese quota regime is described as a policy measure to shield Chinese producers rather than a direct move against Brazil. The system operates with a three-year horizon 2026-2028 and imposes country-specific ceilings. Once a country nears its cap, the stronger tariff applies. For Brazil, the recovery of exports to China will hinge on how quickly shipments can resume within the quota and how fast production can adjust without triggering overcapacity at other markets. Other destinations such as the United States, Chile, Mexico, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Hong Kong, Russia, and the Philippines are likely to absorb part of the redirected volumes. Each market has distinct sanitary rules and consumer preferences, which means substitutions will be selective and gradual. Industry leaders note that while the export mix shifts, the domestic market will gain some extra supply, potentially affecting local prices in the near term. Conclusion: the Brazilian meat sector faces a recalibration as the China quota nears its limit and a 55% tariff applies, potentially pushing more supply into the domestic market and moderating prices there. Leading processors like GBS and Frigall have begun temporary production pauses and line reallocations, while others such as Minerva Foods emphasize geographic diversification to cushion the impact. Analysts from StoneX warn that the quota regime will slow slaughter rates and that restoring full China demand will take time, possibly extending into 2027 for some allocations. The threat that the EU could remove Brazil from its list of approved exporters adds a further layer of regulatory pressure, underscoring the need for stronger auditing and compliance on antimicrobial use. Substitutions to destinations including the United States, Chile, Mexico, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Hong Kong, Russia, and the Philippines are likely but gradual, given each market's distinct rules. In sum, the near-term outlook is one of phased adjustment. Production scheduling, plant holidays, and procurement will be aligned to smooth flows, export growth will rely on multiple markets, and domestic prices may face downward pressure as shipments to China slow. Frequently asked questions: why are Brazilian meat plants slowing beef output? The China export quota is filling fast. Brazil faces a 1.1 million ton cap with a 12% tariff up to the cap. After the cap, a 55% surcharge hits. Exports slow, plants pause some operations, and more meat could stay for the domestic market. How does the China quota work and why does it matter for beef? China limits imports to about 1.1 million tons with a 12% tariff until that line is reached. Once hit, a 55% extra tax kicks in. That makes shipments expensive and many plants cut back, delaying or shifting volumes. Are any Brazilian plants already taking holidays or cutting shifts? Yes. JBS gave 20 days of vacation in two Mato Grosso units starting July 1. Frigall gave 15 days in Água Azul do Norte, Pará, where about 70% of its beef goes to China. The moves ease pressure from China-bound output. Is the EU possible exclusion a real risk? It could be. The EU wants stronger checks on antimicrobials. Negotiations are ongoing and a CEP3 deadline looms. If Brazil is excluded, some exports may shift to other markets, while domestic supply could rise. What happens to prices and the domestic beef market? Domestic supply could rise as exports to China slow. Prices may fall. Some volume will go to the US, Chile, the Middle East, and Southeast Asia, but each market has rules. Overall, the shift is phased and not immediate.